so much for joining us today at Our Savior's Church, where we are one church meeting in five different locations, and our goal is to help you on your spiritual journey to know God, find freedom, discover purpose, and make a difference in the lives around you. If you'd like to learn more about our church or how to get involved, visit us online at oursaviorschurch.com.
Celebrate today with our family, our spiritual family. So great to see you today. What a day. Today is a day that we've... We're going to just give you one. You saw all the incredible statistics on there. You know what? That is really just you. I just wanted you to know that. So would you give yourselves a hand? God shining, breathing on everything that you've done. And we're so excited. I want to just remind you and kind of reset you before we kind of get into today's message. And as you can tell, I'm going to put some people out here. They're going to really help me preach. They're going to give their testimony and their story. And I want you to hear it just to see the hand of God. I want to remind you that all of us walked in today and we're all at different places in our journey. I want you to hear me when I say this to you. We're all a work in progress. God's still working on me. He's not finished with me yet. And I hope that you feel the same way, that you're still a work in progress and God's not finished with you yet. It's important you know that, because you're always going to see somebody that's behind you, and that you'll have grace for them because you know God's still working on you. Can I get an amen? The moment you start thinking you arrived, you'll never have grace for anybody else. Instead, you'll stand in judgment instead of having grace. How many of you need more grace? Yeah, you do. And so you'll see that story over and over again in just a few moments. But I want to remind you what we do. We figured out some time ago that when someone walks into our congregation, maybe never been to church before, how can they start a relationship with Jesus and then one day end up being a leader in the house of God? That's a lot of steps, isn't it? From coming into church, and you might be here for the first time today, and then thinking, how could I ever be a leader in this house? Well, you're going to meet some people that are leaders in this house that started just where you're at. We decided there ought to be a process. There ought to be a journey that you take. And we call it the four things we do. Weekend services, we said we wanted people to know God. And that's number one. We wanted you to know God. And that's why our Sunday services are very, very important to us. Eternity is too long to be wrong. Let me say it again. Eternity is too long to be wrong. And so the most important day of our week is Sunday, and the most important 7 minutes of a Sunday is that last 7 minutes. You know what I'm going to do at the end of this service. Most of you, if you've been here in any time at all, I'm going to say something like this at the end. I want every head bowed and every eye closed. Now I want you to be honest. How many of you don't really close your eyes when I tell you to do that? Okay, all right, just want to make sure you're looking. You want me to do that. Why? Because we know that you've got friends and family and coworkers that every time you invite them to church, they're going to have an opportunity to meet the maker of heaven and earth. And again, eternity is too long to be wrong. Our weekend service were built and designed so that we could reach the lost, reaching people and building lives. And I just wanted to tell you, at the Opelousas campus, you saw the big number, 7,627 raised their hand for salvation during this year. I'm so proud of you. I wanted you to know that at this campus, 1,620 of those were represented in that big number. Put your hands together. We're so excited. Listen, we still exist for the people that are not here yet. And we're building the building for the people that are not here yet. We're making more room for them. It's not really for us. It's really for them. And then let me give you the second thing that we always said was real important on this journey. We wanted weekend services so people could know God. And then we wanted a next step. We wanted a place where people could find freedom. We call it our small groups. You know what one of the signs of a healthy body is? One of the signs of a healthy body is it can fight off any kind of infection. Did you know there are things that try to infect you? But because you've been eating right and sleeping right and taking care of yourself, your body fights it off even when you don't know it's fighting it off. Well, did you know that the church is called the body of Christ? And then when you connect with other people, you fight off things that tried to get on you, like the enemy. And when you sit in small groups, it protects you and keeps you healthy when you connect with other people in the body of Christ. Are y'all tracking with me? You're going to hear some stories of connection in just a moment. In fact, all of their stories has one common denominator. They connected with people. In the earlier service, I didn't get any credit for their testimonies. Not one person mentioned me. They didn't mention the worship team either. They didn't mention anything that was public. They all mentioned the key to God really doing works in their life were connecting in small groups and with people that led them. Are y'all tracking with me? So small groups are so important. It's not just our Savior's church idea. It's a God idea. I love what Pastor Jacob always said. He said, Jesus saved my soul, but the church saved my life. Jesus saved my soul, but God used the church to save my life. And so even if you're here today and you haven't been in a small group, I'm going to encourage you to take your next step to get in one. And if you've been in a small group for a while, can I just say something? A great need we have is for many to become small group leaders so that you can not only you got connected through a small group, now could you be a connector to help us find more room so that we can reach more people in our small groups. And I'm so proud of y'all. I wanted to give you this number. In Opelousas alone, over 1,145 have been involved in small group ministry. Come on, give God praise. Number three, we want you to discover what your purpose is. We call it our grow track. Jesus did not die just so you would go to church an hour a week. I want you to think about that. Jesus didn't just die so you would go to church for an hour a week. He died so that you could be saved and figure out the very reason why you were put on this earth. He put you here for a purpose and on purpose. He died so that you could discover this journey of why God created you. I heard Lou Holtz say, the famous Notre Dame football coach, the other day, the two greatest days of a man's life is number one, the day he was born. Second best day of his life was the day he figured out why he was born. That's what our growth track is, to help you discover what your purpose is, your spiritual gifting, so that you can go and make a difference and so that you can do what God has called you to do. And we want to be a part of that journey and help you. I'm so excited. This past year, we had over 268 different people go through growth track this year, and we hope to double that next year. Give God all the praise for that. And then number four, make a difference. Go get a part of a dream team and start putting out instead of only taking in. I've heard this old saying. It said, cows don't drink milk and chickens don't eat eggs. What do you think about that? Cows don't drink milk and chickens don't eat eggs. Can I tell on myself just for a second? Heidi and I got chickens. We're so proud. We decided we're going to go farm life, and we got us six chickens. Thank you, Philip Broussard. Saved me six hens. Heidi and I got six hens. And I had to go clean out the chicken coop yesterday. Y'all know what that means, right? So I opened up the little back where you can kind of get in there and scrape out all the fertilizer. And there was a hen on the nest. She never moved. And I'm scraping, and I'm thinking she's going to get out. She never moved. She just kept looking at me. And I'm getting it all out. And she sat there. And then finally, I'm sitting there scraping. And then she jumps off the nest and just starts, bark, 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 bark. And I'm thinking, what is going on with her? And I figured it out. She had just laid her egg. She was letting the world know. She was letting Daddy know. I did what I was created to do. You know what I figured out a long time ago? When you do what you're created to do, it makes you really happy. All that hen was saying, I did what I was created to do. Come and get it. Listen. What were you created to do? We want to help you find something that you can just go, what were you created to do? We'll help you through Go Track, get you on a dream team, get you serving. It's not scientific and it's not thus saith the Lord, but at least it gets you on the journey of figuring out what God created you to do. You're only going to be happy not when you eat your own eggs. You're going to be happy when you're giving eggs to the farmer or when you're giving milk to others. That's what makes you happy. Are y'all tracking with me this morning? So today, I wanted you to hear the testimony. We got to about 20 minutes. I wanted you to hear the testimony of some pretty incredible people. They're a part of our dream team, and I wanted you to hear their story and their testimonies. So I want you to please, would you please welcome Miss Brooke Wallace, Philip and Elena Winters. Would you also welcome Brandy Robichaud and also Mr. Todd Darbone. Would you give them a big round of applause? Here they come. They're really nervous. They did a fantastic job today, and I wanted you to hear just a little bit of their story. And this is Miss Brooke Wallace right here. Would y'all give her a hand right here? She's awesome. And I think Brooke kind of represents what I wanted to talk about. One, first was our weekend services, our Sunday. Sundays are important. And I told you there's a purpose for it. When I say bow your heads and close your eyes, that's not time. That doesn't mean get your keys. Are y'all with me? Doesn't mean get your keys. It means you ought to be praying for the people on your row. Father, if there's a lost one to my left or to my right, save them. Save them. Save them. And so I just wanted Brandy just to hear a little bit of her story of her coming to Our Savior's Church. Brandy, would you share just a little bit of that? Brooke, I'm sorry. I keep calling her Brandy. Brooke. Her name is Brooke. I'm sorry.
He did that the last service too, I'm just saying.
Maybe we could put Brandy first. Brandy's down here at the end. Go ahead, Brooke.
Okay, so I'm friends with the drummer, Jalen, and he invited me to a service. I'm from Opelousas, so I've been to Our Savior's before, but I moved to Lafayette for school. And so he invited me to come to a service, and I came, and I was like, wow, I forgot how great this church was. But what was really crazy is how everybody was so nice. Like, I walked in, and they were like, hi, how are you? I was like, you don't know me. Like, what do you want? And they were giving me hugs and telling me hi, introduced themselves, Makisha, Elizabeth, Hannah, all introduced themselves. And when I came back the week after, they all wanted to know how I was doing. They remembered my name. Y'all, next level creepy. I was like, y'all stalking me. But it was really cool. I'd never been to a church that was so welcoming and so, like, wanting to know who I was. Because I tried a couple in Lafayette, and I just couldn't find it.
And so it was, I just want everybody to hear that it had nothing to do with what happened on the inside of this sanctuary. The connection started outside in the foyer. And so I just want to make sure we're all recognizing all of our responsibility to connect with brand new people when they walk into the door. They're all waiting. And you thought we were creepy at first, right? What does that mean?
Well, y'all are so nice. People are not that nice.
So you thought we were fake?
A little, just a little. I was like, what's the game? Like, what are y'all playing at?
What do you think now?
No, it's genuine. Everybody's too, everybody's just nice.
So you started getting connected, and just tell us a little bit about that and kind of what now this is about a year later, kind of tell us about it.
Okay, so a year later, I've been through Growth Track. I did a leadership group with Hannah. Macy has been helping me a lot, discipling me, and now I will be leading a small group this upcoming semester for college students.
Brooke Wallace, ladies and gentlemen! And then I want to introduce you. This is Philip and Elena Winters. And Elena, how long have you been coming? You guys have been coming to Our Savior's Church. Give us a little bit of that history.
I started coming in 2011, And I'll let Philip explain why he waited 3 years later before he came.
Yeah, Philip, why did you wait 3 years later?
I don't know, Pastor. You, I think I was scared. No, I started attending regularly in 2014.
What was that catalyst? What? I know you're at home. She's going. What was the catalyst that made you really start thinking about this?
Yeah. So the thing that really, you know, made me see, that really opened my eyes, I guess, is one day we were around the house and I heard my oldest son quote scripture. And, you know, I kind of took a double take and I was like, Where you get that from? And he was like, I got that from the magic stairs. So I was like, Lana, what's these magic stairs? Well, it was the nursery in the Delta Grand. So for all my nursery workers out there, what y'all do is huge.
Yeah.
You know, don't think it's not. It's huge. So when I heard that, I was like, well, let me go check them out. Let me see what's going on over here. And been going ever since.
Well, sweet. Elena, could you just talk? There might be a mama, a wife out here who was like you in 2011, 2012. Kind of wait. What would you say to her?
I would say save the seat. I saved the seat, and I stopped nagging. I just gave it to God, basically. I mean, nagging will not get them here. It's only God.
That's good. Good. So y'all start coming. So that was kind of first step, weekend services. Y'all started coming. You say, this is real deal. But then that kind of that second step, kind of starting to connect with small groups. Philip, why don't you take that? What happened? Because.
Well, of course, that took a while also. She connected with Russell and asked Russell to get me connected. And, you know, he would try to call me, and for like a month straight, I'd probably swipe right, red phone. I don't want to talk right now. I'm not ready for all that. But I finally decided to go to a group. We went to Tim and Tamika small group, and we just seen how people would love on you. You know, Elena had an incident where she was out, and, you know, these folks, they cooked for us every night. They showed up at our house. I was like, man, where they do this at? Like, what? Who are y'all? But it definitely, you know, them showing their heart to us allowed us to be able to show our hearts to other people.
Hey, it's the magic stairs, bro. It's the magic stairs. So y'all started experiencing being in a small group, and then that led, really, talk a little bit about, Phil, because you took that next step and actually went to a freedom group.
Yeah, so, you know, we went through a few small group sessions with Tim and Tamika, and, you know, the whole Freedom Conference came up, and I just want to say there's no way I'd be able to lead a small group had I not went through Freedom. Because, you know, before then, it was kind of the same things that was keeping me from coming to church. It was the same things that was keeping me from even going to group. You know, I was ashamed of some things I did in the past. I had things that I wanted to keep hidden. You know, the enemy, he put that doubt in my mind. He put that doubt in my heart. But then when I went to Freedom Conference, I realized, you know, it doesn't matter what the town thinks about me. You know, what matters is what God knows about me.
Yeah.
God knows my heart.
So from Freedom Group, y'all come back, and now y'all taking that next step, and now you're leading your own group. Elena, talk a little bit about that, because what was the fear in y'all actually stepping out and actually leading a group?
Not knowing what to say. You look at that list when you get it of all the people that wants to come to your group. You open your home to these people who are at the time strangers, but in the end, it becomes like family. What a lot of people don't understand about small groups is it runs itself. People sharing their hearts and just connecting and being relational is the best part about it. And some relationships are a lifetime.
Mm-hmm. So you're thinking, I'm not going to have the answers, but we were talking in the back, and Lena said, but I realized that when there was an issue, that you didn't know the answer, somebody else in the group already had the answer. It was someone that they've already walked through and were able to help. So it's iron sharpening iron. And there was nothing, was there anything to be afraid of?
Nothing at all.
What would you say to somebody who's going, should I lead a group? Should I not lead a group?
Go for it. Do it. You're just never ready. There's always going to be something in your, you know, in the back of your mind saying, I'm not ready. But you're ready. Just go for it.
Could you please give it up for Philip and Elena Winters? And this is Brandy. This is the real Brandy down here, and I'm so excited for Brandy. Brandy, tell a little bit of your story. You started coming to Our Saviors, and give a little bit of that.
I started coming to Our Saviors consistently at the beginning of last January. A friend of mine was like, hey, let's go check out Our Saviors. I was looking for a home church in Opelousas, and I went with her. I immediately fell in love with Pastor Yu.
Thank you. Finally, somebody mentions me.
He kept my focus. He made me laugh. He made me understand and want to get closer to God. So I kept coming. But for some reason, I was not being fulfilled. And the announcements kept saying, you know, a 10 grow track, you get this or that, spiritual gifts, you'll discover your purpose. And I feel like I was ready to discover my purpose and ask God to use me for whatever that he needs me for.
Good.
And Grow Track led me to that. I got connected. I have my spiritual gifts. I started serving immediately. I serve in nursery and I do the welcome table. So once you start serving, you get the relationships. I also, after that, I joined Freedom because I didn't want to live in the past anymore. I wanted to live in the present and know that each day is a new day.
Yep.
And so I did Freedom and I just completed that. And that was amazing. And my next journey, I go on a mission trip this year. So.
Not only is she taking this journey, she's we're calling her Fast Track. I mean, this is since January, but I just want to say, too, that now you're starting to see, your family's starting to see the difference in you as well. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yes. Through Freedom, I started changing of who I was, how I would speak, because words do matter. So I started changing the ways I would speak or talk about or even my thoughts or how I felt in my heart. And then my family started seeing that and they started seeing God work through me. So they also want God to work through them and have that love for him. And so now I have my parents coming. They're here. My
Where's
husband's
your parents?
Here. So
stand up, mom and dad, stand up. Family, yay!
So I'm slowly bringing my family in, but I want God to use me as the vessel of my family, use me as the light.
What would you say to anybody out here that has not yet gone to Grow Track? Do it sassy.
I would tell y'all, get out the seat, go sign up, go online, talk to Hannah, talk to William, talk to Pastor Eugene. Do whatever you have to do to sign up and start today. Don't wait for tomorrow. Don't wait for your friend or your husband or your mom or your dad. Do it for yourself.
Yeah, good work. Thank you, Brandy. Brandy did the 8 o'clock service. I said, Brandy, I know you went through Freedom Group, got the devil off of you, but I know he didn't get rid of Sassy. The Lord can't deliver you from Sassy. And I want to introduce to y'all Mr. Todd Darbone at the end.
Hi, I'm Todd.
Todd, your story is your story. Give a little bit of your story.
I first came to Our Savior's Church in 2016. And my brother, Jude Darbone, was telling me about Our Savior's Church. He goes to the Lafayette campus. And we were corresponding a little bit about it. And in 2016... I decided to start coming to Our Savior's Church. First of all, it was close, and I had just got out of prison. funny. Just got out of prison for 9 months for alcohol. So it was close. It was easy access to it. It was a journey, but also got out with maximum probation. That's ankle bracelet, that's breathalyzers, that's treatment, and that's heavy fines, which would have not extended it any longer. But I started coming to Our Savior's Church. I live here in Park Vista. And I went straight up to the balcony and found a nice dark place up there. It's quiet. And just at that time, not wanting to be around too many people, but there was a Sunday that said they're doing some work at the South School. And if you want to sign up and come check it out. So I do chemical applications. And went to it and did this service. And along with that probation period came 38-hour work days doing whatever, whether it's picking up trash or whatever it is. So I did it and ran into Kevin Lalonde and asked him, if there's anything like this that you do again, you know, I'd like to do it. And do you guys work with community service hours? And he said, yeah. He said, get your paperwork together and I'll sign it. And I said, I have it right here. That was the first day.
One day down.
That's it. And I did mention, well, if y'all would ever have anything like this, let me know. And I was walking away and he said, well, we're real dry on setup in the mornings on Sundays. And it's a morning and afternoon, it would be considered a day. And I said, yeah, no problem. And he mentioned you'll get used to it and it'll grow on you. And I thought, this dude's out of his mind. I'm going to come do it. So that was, I had Kevin Lalonde's signature for 30 Sundays. And also I've been here another 132 Sundays after that. So anyway, I want to tell the men too, not in that, if you were in prison or not, but if there's a reason that you don't want to be around men, or for me, and I never was a joiner. I never joined the Boy Scouts, but always I was at the camping trips. You know, being with these men on Sunday mornings really gets my whole week started. And being with them in the morning and this afternoon, we taking this whole show down, putting it back in the box and taking it to the warehouse. And we're going to do it. And it doesn't matter whether we have 3 back there or 10 back there. We finish at the same time. That's a Jesus thing, man. I'm pastor you. So anyway, with that, the men's group that I started with in Lafayette, I asked my brother if I could do it. He said, no, you can't come to my group. I'm in freedom, but they'll take you upstairs. So those 14 weeks I was upstairs, and every now and then we'd hear, ah! And the leader would say, that's the freedom group. So with that, once the freedom was over, a lot of us moved right downstairs. And then that's where I got really dusted off, because at that time I was working nights at Walgreens, and I was starting my tree service company, which I'd always been into, but this time I was focused. And freedom really got to me to a point where, hey, forget about the past. The past is gone. And look what you're doing now. Your flyers are incredible. Your work is amazing. You're doing what you're doing. You're taking care of your parents. So that did it. And then I got into Transform, which was like a GPS 7-week program, kind of like, this is where you're going to go, and got invited to co-lead Freedom. And by being in these men's group, this certain group that we had, on the Tuesday evenings was started a prison ministry and asked if I was interested. I said, no, not at all. But it just started, and as it evolved, we went to the first ones in Lafayette Parish. Now we have the whole Lafayette Parish. We've been there for 2 years, and we saw in September, and it just kept going to where we went from bringing gifts to actually going into the chapel and doing ministries. And the last one was my brother and I, Jude Darbon. We have some experience not only in ministries but on the other side of both. So we went there and met with the men and the chaplain, who we're real tight with. So from that, this December, we saw for the second time 927 inmates in Lafayette. We brought them gifts. We have a chance to meet them. And the weekend before, we just launched St. Landry Parish. We didn't see 232 prisoners, met with all of them. And that was our first breakthrough there. So in the meantime, what it did for me, the freedom part, being with the men here, it created a drive for me. And in that time period, in those 3 years, I have retained back my aquatic specialist license by the state, my chemical application license by the state, my commercial application license by the state. along with I'm going to test out Tuesday for my International Society of Arboriculture test. Have my own company. And I have two vehicles now, both have breathalyzers. And, you know, I'm in.
I just want to make sure you see the picture, right? Out of prison, ankle bracelet, showing up here. District attorney several years ago, probably 4 years ago, said, Pastor, you, would Our Savior's Church be willing to do community service days for guys who need them? Absolutely. There's not very many Sundays that go by that we're not signing for somebody, and we may be signing for somebody today to do community service. But we said, we want our church to be a part, a place where men like Todd could come, because we know there's got to be another answer. And now you're watching, what, 2.5 years now that God's restoring, 3 years now. God's not only took him back, but now is redeeming and restoring back to where he ever was before.
Right on.
But I want you to see the common denominator through all of these stories. Thank you, Brandy, for mentioning me. But they're really not me. It's the connecting of peoples and hearts. When you get connected to the body, because the body, when it's healthy, will fight off its own disease. It fights off the enemy. Iron sharpens iron. People will answer questions that you haven't even brought out of your mouth yet. You've been thinking it. Nobody else is going through what I'm going through. That's a lie. That's what the enemy wants you to think. Nobody else feels what you feel or goes through what you're going through. That's not true. That's a lie. I want you to see the connection. I know going into the new building, we're not going to have to set up and break down anymore. What are we going to do? We'll probably have to start a support group for the men who set up and break down. I want you to spend that energy connecting with people. We're all ministers of the gospel. To connect with brand new people, because they're all going to be coming, and I want them to experience exactly what Brooke experienced, where they go, these people are way too nice. Love is still the strongest force in the universe. It still is. And they need to experience it through you. They expect it from me, but they experience it from you. Are you receiving this today? I'm going to let these guys be dismissed. Would you give a big round of applause? Awesome! We're so proud of y'all.
Thanks again for joining us today. If you'd like to learn more about our church or how to get involved, visit us online at oursaviorschurch.com.